My name is Lexi. I'm a fourth-year film production major. Thank you for being in this space with me. Parents are just people who've had sex. That's really it. Parents who lack that emotional maturity, not even that. It's not an issue of not having it. It's an issue of not understanding that you can learn so much in your lifetime and develop so many skills in your lifetime, and understand it's not too late to do that. Grow a little, you know? Experience life a little. The first person that a child or an infant looks up to is not their environment. It's the person that is promising to take care of them for the rest of their lives is the biggest example before religion and before school that really give them either the space or lack thereof to grow. The smaller and smaller the parents make these walls, the children are always going to grow out of it, but who's to say they'll either grow out of it for the better or just because they're trying to escape it. I chair two different organizations. I'm not afraid to say that I don't know everything, but that I want to learn more and that I'm going to learn more. And because I set up the environment for myself, I am a support system in a lot of the leadership roles I hold on campus. And that's all I try to do and what I'm going to do, no matter who are within the generations below me. I'm going to make sure that they understand that they have the space to learn and the space to feel comfortable and supported.
Sujie by Prefer Amanda, that's easier to remember. And this is my last two semester here, so I will graduate next semester. It's been 8th year probably. I have moved to America. I came here alone in the first year, so the difficult question is like I don't speak any English that time. And then like I live in a homestay and my father was here for only like 3 days and then he went back to China. Yeah, I remember the first day of the class, I went to the school and then my high school is like really small compared with my school in China. And then like we have to move different classroom each class. That shocked me a lot. Lucky for me that I met some home people I know and they helped me like learn English stuff and I just used to the culture. When I go back to China, I was so sad because that's the first semester I just got into the university. And then like it's been almost 2 years online class and that's so sad because I have nothing to do in China. Like I miss United States. That I meet my boyfriend when I just came back to China. And then like there's a party. My friends invite me to go to the party. We share our connection like WeChat and then we just start talking and he start to invite me go out. And then that's the things I want to date with him. And it so surprised me that we are the same major. So if I can stay here and my boyfriend can come over to work with me, I love that. Maybe we will move into another house for like 1 or 2 years and then marry, probably. I wish.
My dad was a police officer in Tijuana, Mexico. I think it was 2005 when he started to receive a lot of death threats from the cartel and stuff. He started putting a lot of people in prison and he started to annoy some powerful individuals. It's super creepy because like they sent him like a flower arrangement to his work. Like, yeah, bro, like you're gonna die. And it happened. He got ambushed, the shooting started. The most significant shot was on his neck. And my father, he died later in the hospital. I was 8 years old when this happened. My parents got divorced when I was 3 years old. And I stopped seeing my dad for 2 to 3 years after that. When I saw him again after many years of not seeing him, I lost all connection with him. I remember that every weekend he like took me out and we went on vacations and everything. And I never felt comfortable with him. I was always felt like I was with a stranger when I was with him. So when it happened, it didn't really have an impact. I used to think like, wow, I'm really like a bad person. Like, I cannot believe I didn't cry. Now I understand that you don't have to feel anything that you don't feel. There's no way to go about it. Your parent or your relative just died. There's not a, like a top 10 tips for grieving when your parents die. Like, that's not a thing. I feel like a misconception that people have about grieving is that it has to hit you right away and you have to be on the floor melting and like being annihilated by the situation. People react different to death, and I feel like every grieving process is valid as long as it is not destructive to yourself or to others. You always feel the lack of the other parent, but at the same time, I wouldn't change anything because I'm the person that I am because that happened. I'm now I'm a very imaginative person. I'm a pretty creative person, a very introspective person. I feel like it really shaped that in a way.
My brother's a computer scientist, so he like works for a startup, Silicon Valley, total nerd. My sister, like, she's like an artist. Like, she paints, she draws, she's very art-oriented. And I think I kind of see myself in the middle. I kind of see myself as like the creative tech person rather than one or the other. At first, my parents were also nervous for me when I was applying colleges, and they were like, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, I want to do this. And they're like, okay, like, we support you. I think one of my first editing experiences would be when I was in like fifth grade. I was watching like a lot of YouTube, and in my mind, I was like, I can do that. So I started out looking up like, what's the best free beginner editing programs? And like, it popped up as Windows Movie Maker. And I was like, well, shit. I mean, I could do that. And so I'd make like these like 10, 15 minute videos of just me and my friends playing like Skywars, like Minecraft. I like to try to throw something at it and like learn something new from it, like die for a couple of weeks just editing straight. It feels good knowing that like people are able to watch videos and be like, oh my God, like that's me. Like, you put me in a video. I love just like their pure joy because they're like, oh, it makes me look so like legit and like awesome. And I'm like, glad I could help with that. It sounds super like elitist, but I really like when I edit for people because like they're happy they're with like what I showed them, and I'm like excited that they liked it, and it shows that I'm like, okay, well, like I'm a good editor, like I know what I'm doing. For my personal life, I think it has helped also with like my family, and I think now that I'm showing them stuff that I'm actually making and stuff I want to make, I think they're now seeing and understanding like, oh, like he likes doing this. This is something he wants to do for his future. And I think that's like really cool.
I'm Jason. I went to a diner in North Park and the food was horrible. But it was okay. I don't know what it's called, Rudford's, something. It was a really cool diner, but it wasn't, the food was really bad. And it was cheap. You could get stuff for like a classic breakfast for like $7. But I'm coming off this like cold, and I really wanted breakfast for dinner, so that's what I had. Wouldn't recommend it, but the vibe is cool. I would go for the ambiance, not the food. And no, it was on El Cajon, but I got off the 805, so I feel like it's not university, like it's not the main drag of North Park, but like off a little ways. So I don't think it's near the observatory. It's in a random spot. It was cool though. Like I would film something there, but not eat there ever again. I'm from the Bay Area technically, but I'm not even quite sure you consider it Bay Area. So I'm just south of San Jose, and it used to be like a farm town, but this whole town has like been built up into like a suburb. So it's called Morgan Hill, but it's right north of Gilroy. We're the mushroom capital of California. We have a mushroom festival every year. I love mushrooms. It's really great. I'm from there. So it's technically Bay Area, but it's also like super South Bay that it's almost like people from San Francisco are confused that it exists. Yeah. So they have it every year. It's actually called the Mushroom Mardi Gras. And basically what it is, it's like this thing. It's like a bunch of like vendors and food stands, and they do it in this like downtown area of my town. And there's like a mushroom that like is a mushroom mascot that dresses up every year. And there's a stand called Hillbilly Tea that I go to. And it's basically this like gimmick where they give you this big like tin, and you can go up and like fill it with iced tea because it's in the middle of the summer. It's like usually super hot. And it's like a community gathering thing. Gilroy has like the Gilroy Garlic Festival, which is more well known, but still people don't really even know either towns exist, so it's kind of like just a thing.
I'm Kiana Renee Goldsmith. I am in my first year for my MFA in film production. I'm from Oceanside, born and raised in California, and I currently live in Temecula, California. I've done so many different jobs. My first official job was at Legoland and I did attractions. So I did Ninjago and Coast Cruise. You would have to go in a circle around the lake over and over and over again saying, hi everyone, welcome to Coast Cruise. My name's Kiana, how can I help you? And it was just interesting working at an attraction. I love theme parks. Then I did the San Diego International Film Festival. And then I worked at Wilson Creek Winery. And then my current job is a travel agent at Disney. I absolutely love the San Diego International Film Festival because I feel like that was my moment of I want to pursue this professionally, because beforehand I was studying to be an actor and my degree was towards theater. My other favorite job is my current one, working for Disney. And I've gone in total about 500 and something times. So for me, I can say, don't do this, do this, try this, try that. And I love just being able to create magical memories for people. My dream job, of course, is I want to do Disney animation. I've been talking with people in the company about how to transfer into it. I think I'm leaning towards the producer director route more and more. If you want to do a job or you want to have an opportunity, I think first you have to sit with yourself and understand what you want. Be open to trying things, because that teaches you what you don't like and what you hate and what you never want to do again. Like, try different things, putting it out there that these are the opportunities you want to have and you want to move forward in, they will come to you. You just have to know exactly what you want.
Hi, my name is Levi Daffernor. When I was 5, I moved to Cabrillo Street, and it was a great street to live on as a kid. We would just all be like riding bikes up and down the street and just playing. There was only one person that I was best friends with, and his name was Charlie. We were like inseparable. Back when we were really good friends, we were inseparable every day, and it literally happened in one day that we call it a breakup, because it was more than just like a lost friendship. He had guy friends that were bullying him because he was friends with a girl, that his best friend was a girl, which is like so fucked, because I'm not, like, I ended up not being a girl, and I never got to really share that with him either. I never got to introduce who I am now to him. I forgot that I had a best friend. Like, I completely forgot. And it's weird how completely forgot about him. I didn't even think about him. I didn't think, those are very formative years. Those are where you build yourself and your personality and who you are. And I am so alike to him, but I don't know what he was like. When I went to his funeral, I was sitting in the front row with my parents, and in the front row were all of the boys that bullied him into not being my friend. And they didn't even look me in the eye. Like, they didn't look at me. The way that it went was his mom spoke, then I spoke. Then three of his friends, of his guy friends, went up together. And when they went up together, they were like, today we're wearing mismatched socks, because that's what Charlie did every day. And I look down and I'm wearing two different pairs of socks, because how I wear my socks. Like, that was a weird thing to experience, because it was an extremely physical embodiment of how he's still with me in ways that I could never comprehend.
So I like Bombay a lot. Some people call it Mumbai, but some people call it Bombay. I call it Mumbai personally because they changed the name of the city after I was born, but my dad and mom call it Bombay, and they like refuse to say Mumbai. It's like they're against it. They hate it. But it was pretty good. Went to like 3 different schools my full school life. Yeah, it was a pretty good experience. I kind of wanted to be an actor when I was a kid. Middle school, I used to be in a lot of plays and stuff. Get like a really good rush when you're like on stage. Really loved that a lot. And I guess directing just because I was interested in everything. But when I was a kid, I just liked directing because I had a list of directors. I'd watch their movies all the time. I watched a lot of movies growing up, like especially in high school. Like, I feel like that's just what I did most. I just had favorite directors. I'd watch their movies all the time. Just wanted to be like them, I guess. I'm not even sure about directing though. Like, I feel like editing is just so much more fun for me. Now I'm more of a go with the flow kind of person. It's always just been like, okay, I'm gonna do film. Like, since like middle school, never really had any other interest. If I could pick to do something, I'd prefer to be a soccer player, but like, I've always just wanted to be a director. I feel like if I do anything else now, it's just gonna be so weird because I'm like so invested into it. Like, I'll just be the weird person who just knows too much about film, but like, yeah. He's actually like has a desk job or something. I don't even think I'm a filmmaker yet, you know? Like, I feel so weird calling myself a director. I'm like doing too much, like lying to myself. I'm like delusional or something, but I think like small things, like small projects, just things I'm happy with. Because I've just realized I don't like being in the spotlight too much. Like, I don't think I could handle that kind of responsibility. I honestly feel like I just want to make one film and just quit. That's like a fantasy of mine. Like, I made a film. I'm a filmmaker. That's it. Yeah, like, I try to be like a planner and like organize things and like be like really like type A type person. But I just like chaos. Like, our documentary, I honestly enjoyed it so much. I had so much fun. Like, I was stressed. I was staying up all night editing. I loved it. Like, something like that just... chaotic.